This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Cops be cops and put handcuffs on the bad guys and put child molesters in prison and put murderers in prison and make sure CCP fentanyl doesn't kill another one of your constituents. That's track one. Track two, to restore the trust in the FBI. That has degraded, not by my opinion, by the Gallup poll that only 40% of Americans have trust and faith in the FBI. It is a cataclysmic failure in leadership to get to that point that did not happen over time. And so what the FBI must do while tackling violent crime and protecting Americans' national security and our sovereignty is work with Congress, Republicans and Democrats, to expose any government corruption, provide government accountability through transparency, and get you all the documents that you are the custodians of.
So there you have Kash Patel speaking about what he is going to do once he gets into office. And we are very, very close to a confirmation of Kash Patel. But we also are here with Dori Murdoch to talk about it. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor as well. Dori, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great. Annie, how are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing well. Donald Trump continues to get, really doesn't seem like he's had any major bumps in his first few weeks here of his administration. His cabinet picks are getting confirmed. Might be a slim majority, but a win's a win. We're about to see Kash Patel get confirmed. What are your thoughts on the nomination process so far and Kash Patel's ability to affect and accomplish the Trump administration's goals?
Yeah, taking them in that order, I think that President Trump has done a lot better than I think a lot of people expected when he first came out after getting re-inaugurated on January 20th. There was some question about would Pete Hegseth get through. There was some controversy about him. There was some about Tulsi Gabbard and, RFK Jr. G's got these kind of controversial views on vaccines. And, oh, my God, is this all going to work out? And there's a lot of controversy about Kash Patel as well. Some of his views about January 6th, what have you. But as it is right now, Trump has gotten every single one of his cabinet nominees and high-level appointees approved and confirmed by the Senate. It looks like Patel is going to be approved tomorrow by the Senate. There's not been any Republican defectors, either Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, or for that matter, Mitch McConnell. So it looks like once controversial and now maybe sort of a consensus candidate, Kash Patel will get through and will be running the FBI probably by about maybe dinner time on Thursday.
Oh man,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing, really, to think about it. What do you expect to see from Kash Patel? It'd be such an absolute departure from where we've been, not even just in the Biden years, but maybe it could be a generational change that we see at the FBI under Kash Patel's leadership.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And boy, this place really needs to be hosed out. I mean, the FBI used to be such a respected organization, something that, you know, kids used to look up to the FBI and think, gee, maybe someday I can be a G-man. And now the FBI over the last 8 to 10 years has basically turned into the Democrat Party's secret police. And these are the folks who spied on the Trump campaign. They were right at the heart of the whole Russia hoax against Trump. You've got the FBI having looked at parents who were concerned about their either critical race theory or gender studies, whatever, in their kids' schools, and going to complain to local school boards and finding themselves being spied upon by the FBI, who thought that they were quote-unquote domestic terrorists. And so I think the FBI really has been weaponized against not just Donald J. Trump and his supporters, but even just rank-and-file Americans who might be a bit more on the conservative side. And I think Kash Patel is going to go in and straighten all that out. I think he's also going to get a real focus on where the FBI should be working on. It's just basic law and order. In fact, he's got the endorsement of about 680,000 police officers through various organizations like the National Association of Police Organizations. That's about 250,000 members. The Fraternal Order of Police, they have about 370,000 members. And if you add up all the cops and law enforcement officials who are represented by these organizations, it adds up to about 680,000 police officers who are backing the nomination of Kash Patel. That's, as it looked it up, it's 1,000 more people than the city of Washington, D.C.'s population. So there's a big, big number of people who are backing Kash Patel, looking forward to him getting the FBI back to what it ought to be doing, which is not fighting people for their conservative views, but fighting criminals and bad guys and getting back to a stance of law and order, which is where what they really should be working on. It should have been working on all these last few years.
Yeah, it's so true. We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch right now. I'm thinking about everything that Donald Trump campaigned on, and we're less than a month into Donald Trump's second term here, and he's made good on so many promises already. I keep seeing these videos certainly popping up in my X feed that are from left-leaning media networks, and they're reporting on the approval numbers of Donald Trump. And it's kind of like I keep saying, they'd pull out their hair if they hadn't pulled it out already. But they are reporting on the fact that Americans, voters, taxpayers, American citizens are happy with the direction that Donald Trump is taking this administration. Are you surprised that the country is as approving of the Trump administration as they seem to be at this point?
Not terribly. I think really what President Trump is doing is just delivering on his promises, as he did in his first term. And nobody should be surprised about the stuff he's doing. You can agree or disagree, but almost nothing that he's come up with is like, wow, where'd that come from? We didn't see that coming. I think maybe the Gulf of America versus the Gulf of Mexico is a bit of a surprise, but almost every one of his policies that he's been unveiling, it's like, yeah, he talked about that on the campaign trail. He discussed it at the convention, discussed it in his various rallies and interviews and appearances and so on. So he's basically doing what he said he would do, and I think a lot of people are just very happy to see a president, or any politician for that matter, who makes promises and then spends his term not breaking those promises, but actually trying to deliver on them. And as I explained in the American Spectator today, my piece, Cops for Cash, this includes moving back to fighting crime and returning to law and order, which is one of the key issues that was on the campaign trail last fall, and getting Kash Patel approved and getting the FBI focused back on locking up the bad guys. That's a big part of what Trump promised when he's on the campaign trail.
What's the next step in your mind for Republicans? Certainly, we've got, you know, the big, beautiful bill that needs to get taken care of, might get split up into two different parts. But everything, there's a honeymoon period for most administrations. I wasn't sure that Donald Trump would get one, but he seems to be. Mm-hmm. What is the next step, kind of the sophomore year of this Trump administration, going to need to focus on to make sure that we translate the support that he's seeing right now into the future?
That's a very good question. You did mention the big, beautiful bill. I think it's very important to get the tax cuts delivered, not just because the American people have been overtaxed and exhausted, their wallets are screaming for mercy, and the sooner that they actually can get tax relief, the better. But I think a lot of people, however this is going to turn out, whether the tax rates go down or stay about where they are, people just need some clarity and need to know what the rules are. And then people start making appropriate investment decisions. Right now, there's some question as to whether these tax cuts will go through the next few weeks, or is this going to be something more like, you know, September, October? Where will the tax rates be? You know, what can you write off? What can't you write off? And while there are that many questions, the economy is really just kind of going to be be a bit on hold. So I think it's very important to get that through. The sooner we can, the better. I think one big bill that does it more quickly is probably better than two bills that will just take more time. But I think that's important. I think an area where he has spent some time but probably needs to spend even more is on school choice and the complete mess we've got in America's public school system. We seem to be spending more and more money, and the more money we spend, the farther down the test scores and the reading and math comprehension numbers come in. And so I think we need to put a lot of work into that, into school choice and maintaining high standards, into getting teachers actually know what it is they're teaching, and expecting our kids, black, white, Hispanic, and otherwise, to go to class and get actually educated and actually learn something in schools that can grow up from little boys and little girls to productive men and women. Mm-hmm. I think that's extremely important. And the more effort that President Trump and his team put into that, the better.
Yeah, that's so true and so necessary. And a lot of what I've appreciated from Donald Trump and his administration, especially with him, you know, he's been on the inside for 4 years before, but he still seems like an outsider. He doesn't seem like his sole existence in Washington, D.C. is to preserve Washington, D.C. He comes mm-hmm. to the table with really wild and innovative solutions to problems, and the things that he is suggesting, they're very bold things. And a lot of times it's like, oh, I don't think you can do that. And then you kind of have to take a moment and go, well, why can't you do that? And it seems like Donald Trump is the innovator, the fearless innovator, that fearlessness of his is necessary. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
A lot of success so far.
I think that's true, and I think, you know, I think maybe the most radical idea, I guess, we've heard is this concept of, I call it the Great State of Gaza, you know, the Gaza Strip becoming our 51st state, or however you want to put it. And, you know, I don't know if that's how this is finally going to shake out, but boy, it really is a different way of thinking, and it's caused people to say, all right, well, we're not crazy about that idea, but how about this? And maybe the Egyptians will take some of the Palestinians and some of them will go to Jordan, and while all this rubble I think I've heard thousands of unexploded bombs are sitting amid all the rubble. Imagine the Palestinians go back and they just go about their business, and they just, you know, it's almost like stepping on landmines. So however that works out, I mean, it's a very original idea, something no one's heard before, and maybe somebody will come up with an idea that's not quite that, but maybe something that's a little bit out of the box, as they say. So I mean, it's very, very innovative and different kind of thinker, and I think it allows, as somebody said, it moves the Overton window so that people can think of a lot of other reforms, just rather than doing what we've done, you know, for the last 30, 40 years, which is really not make a whole lot of progress in that area, a lot of other areas.
Well, the reform definitely will take another step forward with the confirmation of Kash Patel. We'll be watching that, and I'll share that article that you wrote in The Spectator for people to check out your take on that. We always appreciate you being with us, DeRoy. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Annie. Pleasure's mine. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. DeRoy Murdoch, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor, and nationally syndicated columnist, including that article in The Spectator. The Gaza, I'm glad he brought that up. The Gaza Strip, like, America's going to take it over for a while. And everyone goes, what? Excuse me. Huh? Can you do that? I'm constantly asking myself, when Donald Trump suggests something, is that what he really wants? Or is that how he gets to what he wants? And if you are somebody who feels like, I don't know, you've written the book on the art of the deal or something like that, I trust him. And there aren't very many people in that city that I trust. There aren't many people in government that I trust to have the right focus, the right goal, the right outcome, the beneficiary of the outcome in mind that needs to be had. And the beneficiary of this is the American people. It's the sovereignty of the United States of America. It's a country that is great and deserves to be preserved and deserves to be upheld and strengthened with every passing day. I trust that he has that as his goal. It seems like a lot of the people who have come before him, Republican and Democrat alike, did not have that kind of resolve. And because Donald Trump, at least to this point, has proven to me that he does, and I know that sounds like crazy talk to people who think he's the worst person to ever walk the face of the earth, we just disagree. When we come back, Hogan Gidley is going to join us. The America First Policy Institute really had helped laid the groundwork for the Trump administration to come in on day one and get the job done. And we're going to talk to Hogan Gidley about the preparation that went into this administration, being able to, in its first month, do all of the things that that they have done so far, but also what comes next. Hogan Gidley, Senior Advisor for Communications with the America First Policy Institute, on the Annie Frye Show next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.